was made of boiled cornmeal, a dish. Have you ever tasted a dish made of boiled cornmeal? What did you call it?
Hominy, a mush.
All right. Did you eat that very often, or just once or twice? Or?
No, we didn't have it too often.
I remember in my own childhood we had that once or twice when we had no grits or rice in the house. And I was surprised it was quite good, but somehow I had the feeling that it was for very, very poor people to eat cornmeal mush. And only in my adult years did I discover accidentally that cornmeal mush is quite tasty if it's prepared well and served with gravy or butter. All right. What do you call a collection of garden foods like peas and beets and so on?
Vegetables.
Vegetables. If you were going to talk about selling all of the things that you had raised in your garden, you were going to collect up some of these things in baskets and send it by truck to market, you would call it?
Trucking.
All right, trucking.
Truck farming.
But I'm trying to think of another term, produce. Is that a
produce,
term?
Produce, yeah, that's best.
How do you say that word? Say it again now.
Produce.
When would you use the term produce, and when would you use the term produce?
I would, if I gathered up all the corn and the beans, and I took it to Atlanta to sell at the farmer's market, I'd say I took my produce up there and sold it and made some money. But then if I said after I had planted the seeds and I would say, and they began to come up, I would say the soil had produced bounty.
Very good. All right, I believe you've already used the term hominy. Tell me what hominy is to you.
Well, we used to have it in our home, and we always had it in the wintertime. It was a winter dish, and we liked it, and Mama bought it in a can, and I know it's a corn product. And it was white hominy, and she always cooked it in bacon drippings, and we had it with sausage and eggs.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is the starchy food that we buy that's raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas? And it's the food that the Chinese and the Japanese use very heavily. What is that food?
Rice.
All right. Now, you must have heard at some time in your past about people in the rural areas of your county making a homemade alcohol to sell. What is homemade alcohol called, or what was it called in your childhood in this area? I'm sure you heard
stories. Moonshine whiskey.
Moonshine whiskey. Do you remember ever hearing about anything about moonshine whiskey in this region?
Yeah, quite frequently, because a lot of people around here made moonshine whiskey, and they were always afraid they were going to get caught. And the sheriff was always looking out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always making a raid on them.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you think these people were doing that because they were poverty-stricken and needed money?
I never did think why they were making it. I just had the idea that it was wrong and they were trying to catch them. And I always had the idea that they were trying to make it and hide it, and I often heard about how they would hide the moonshine whiskey and try to get it to Atlanta, and I remember them talking about the different ways that they would make the whiskey and get it to Atlanta, and I remember one time a person was in the lumber business, and they would take the moonshine whiskey in jugs and hide it among the lumber, and they would haul it to Atlanta, and then they would sell it.